All right, guys, we'll get started here today. Overall, really good team win. And just as tough and hard fought as we expected. It was a tough start in a lot of ways. But I thought such an improvement defensively in the second half, that was huge. It was great to see the run game develop like we would hope. As far as the injuries, no change from last night. Jacob Tammy is going to go through the concussion protocol. And just for the fans out there, it was great to see a lot of red and black out on the road. And for the fans backing and supporting us, we appreciate that. We know the Dome will be rocking come Sunday. So that is appreciated for sure. And with that, I'll open it up some questions to follow up from the game.
Yeah, Coach, just after having some time to reflect, how big was that swing defensively?
I think it was huge. And one of the great parts about it, Led, was there really, when we went in, there wasn't a lot of wholesale changes that we had to do differently. We did miss 9 tackles in the first half. We ended up with 11. So that was really uncomfortable, especially on the first 2 of the first 3 plays, which resulted in some really long runs. So it's such an important part of what we do. We're just going to try like crazy to be one of the best fundamental teams we can. So to have those kind of misses is something that we know we can get fixed. And we did, in fact, you know, in that way in the second half to go from 9 to 2, I thought was a big jump. So it was a huge swing. I thought give the defensive guys the credit for just coming back and saying, all right, we were down on the canvas and it was only the first round, and knowing that the fight was going to have to go the distance, and they did.
Well, in saying, you know, the worst defensive first half defensive performance you've seen in football, I mean, that was and to see you on the sideline too, I mean, you know, that was
yeah, it hurt.
Yeah.
So, that part.
What was that experience? It's like now that you've had, you know, 24 hours to kind of get out of the emotion of that.
Sure.
And you saw it on film.
I think the thing we wanted to make sure is get really right back to the details. It wasn't, you know, like necessarily a scheme error or a player error that this is corrected. Like, we can do this ourselves. And let's make sure we come right back to how we want to get it fixed. And there were some minor things that goes, but it was really our mindset and our attitude that took over for us. We knew it was going to be a great fight. And like I said to the team, you know, sometimes defensively it was as hard as it was great to see the connection. There wasn't ever a pointing of a finger or why didn't you do that or I'll do this. You can see how tight these guys are getting right in front of us. And that gets me as fired up as anything.
Well, Ryan said you said something in the locker room like, hey, this is the kind of moments that define who you are as a team.
Can you
kind of expand on that?
Yeah, I think it was probably somewhere along the lines we got – punched in the mouth, and sometimes you got to taste your own blood and you don't like it. But I think we'll find out a lot about who we are in this second half. And I think that happened. We did find out a lot about who we were, how tight we were, how hard we're willing to play for one another, the effort that it takes to play really good football. And so for whatever reason, we didn't have that connection in the first quarter of the game. And I think it's kind of swung there in the second quarter when the offense took the ball and 2 minute went down. We got a field goal and then they just kept attacking. So it's great to see the balance on both sides of the team when the guy has to step up and make plays both offensively and defensively. I think even on the start of the second half, there was a punt. The defense had to get a good stop. There was a couple penalties to have their first drive of the second half. So all those little moments, I think, like that, Vaughn, are important ones to find out who we are. And you can see, like, you know, how tight these guys are. There wasn't any finger pointing or I'll do this or you do that. Or it was like, let's go to work.
I tried to tackle him real quick, though.
Sure.
What is it that, you know, how are you going to get the message through that, hey, we cannot tolerate this?
Yeah, I think it's more the technique of it, Vaughn. So, like, when we stop our feet, that's when, man, that tackle, it's so hard. You know, like, there's all this space, and if you stop your feet and the guy restarts, you know, if you're not closing to the guy, that's when the missed tackles occur. In other words, all this space between you and I, and if I don't keep coming, that's when the missed tackles occur. So we're going to keep drilling it like crazy just to get it down exactly right. We're a leverage-based tackling team, so many times I have someone there that can help. Let's make sure we got the details just right.
That's the first time we've really seen that fire on the sidelines. Do you think the player, did it take them by surprise a little bit? Is that the first time they've really seen that?
No, I think you'd have to ask them that. But I love, you know, going through the whole process with them and being at practice and all the toughness that goes with it. I'm hoping, like I said, when people watch us play, the effort comes through, the toughness comes through, the finish comes through. And I don't know if they'd be surprised. That'd be a good question for them. But no, I don't think so. We've known each other now for, you know, going on probably 9 months or something. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the boxing analogies, and they're very universal. But the idea of getting off slow and sort of the feel-out thing, at a certain point, somebody is going to knock you down, and you might not be, you know, obviously, you got a good chin as a team, but you might want to sort of not have that happen very often.
Yeah, I don't think it was a whole season thing so far. I thought defensively we really started fast against Philadelphia. So in this game, it was a really tough start. But I actually thought we came out better in the third quarter against the New York Giants. Thought we had a really slow third quarter, but played, you know, well early on. So I think our best ball is out there as a whole team, you know, where we can collectively do it all together for the whole game. So that's what I'm most excited about, and that's what I talked to the team about. Like, our best football is right out in front of us as a team, from the start all the way through to the finish.
Coach, that might have been Patrick DeMarco's best game in the NFL. Why do you think he was able to be so effective?
I think just the mindset to try and out-hit, you know, and some of the blocks that he had. He played very well on special teams, you know, and punt as well. It's just somebody that we count on a lot. I think two of the adjectives or two of the words that helped me describe Pat DeMarco is smart and tough. And those two things go a long way as a player. And he knows where to be, and he's physical when he does it, and he's a really important guy to us.
How much do you think he was helped by that pretty close battle between him and Colin during the game?
I would say you have to check with him on that one. But to me, I think any time the competition is there, you know, we're always trying to compete against. And I think also going against the linebackers in practice, he goes against Durant and Warlow day in and day out, and having Colin there as a, you know, another guy who we think the world of as a fullback. I think how could you not but get better from that?
When you talk about the close on tackles, is that sort of that concept of if you run 4.6, hit a guy at 4.6, don't hit him at 4.9?
Yeah, I think that's a very good analogy. Like, I don't know if we have faster players. We've got to play fast. And knowing exactly the tackling plan, we install tackling just like we install, you know, an offense or a defense. So for us to have the exact technique that we'd like to play with, the tackling plan, this is a left shoulder hit, this is a right shoulder hit, and then be really decisive. One of the terms I say is we have to make full speed decisions. And to me, that applies to tackling as well.
Sitting here 3-0, I mean, when the schedule comes out, everybody looks at it. I'm not saying players and coaches do, but, you know, the rest of the world looks at it and goes, 3-0, no chance. Now that you're sitting, well, I mean, you know, but now that you're sitting here 3-0, does it feel, I mean, is it sort of like we were just taking care of business as opposed to, you know?
For us, it does. And really, by going through the process each week, we just want to go into every week and approach every game as a championship game preparation. And so by allowing us to do that, today we get all the corrections that we want to get with Dallas, get it right in, get it out, and then move as fast as we can right on to the next opponent. That way there's not anything that lingers from week to week. So as far as the start goes, we just kind of try to get right back to the present moment and see how good we can get this week. And that's really where the focus goes, as opposed to this game out or this game out. I honestly don't look too many games out ahead.
Devontae, he played some football.
Yeah, he did. I think he really demonstrated the toughness, and he was one of the guys that really set it off for us. I couldn't, you know, he's such a competitor that when a guy has that look about him, he had it. And he was definitely one of the guys that set it off for us.
The William Moore interception, how big a play individually is that?
That was big. And one of the things we talked to the team, I think if you were a team that was in the plus this week, I think with the game going tonight, they're 10-1. And we know how important the ball is. So on the overthrown ball, it was good pressure by Stupar. And to have that, William just has a knack for finding the ball. And those guys who can do that are so valuable. And we got to bring more people with them, you know, who can take the ball away. When we're getting the ball for the offense, they're actually, I don't think we only have four on the year, but I think there's three touchdowns and a kneel down after the turnovers have been given to the offense. So we've got to get more. We talk about it a lot. We're going to keep emphasizing it. And I think they're going to come. You know, we're just getting started in terms of how bad we want to go after the football. So there's a lot of work to do there, but the mindset to go after it, William's certainly one of the guys on our defense that lives it.
Coach, with your defensive expertise, can you sit back after the first three games and look at Kyle Shanahan and say, boy, that was a brilliant call he made there. I don't even think I would have been able to stop that.
Yeah, there's a number. Yeah, more than just in the last three games, for sure. I thought there were some plays, I mean, really good design by him, and he has such a knack of how to attack. And he can go from one play to the next play, set one up, go to the next one. And I think it's one of the real gifts for him. During all the chaos of a game, he is able to keep the focus where some people, you know, it's emotional and what's the next one? Like, he is absolutely ready to get dialed in for the next one. And I think it's one of the real qualities about him.
What about the touchdown to Julio going across the formation like that?
Yeah. Something that, you know, like sometimes the unscouted looks can be the hardest ones. And that was so hard for us on the first long run that we had defensively. It was a, you know, one that we had seen. So the ones that are unscouted, oftentimes you tip your hat, you know, to the other play caller and say, we got to trust our rules in that one. That was a good play by them. And they really executed it well, too.
How about the kickers, Coach?
They seem to be pretty consistent.
They do. And what a good, combination. I think, for all the times on kickoffs for Boscher to keep stepping up and hitting some big ones, he had some big punts. I think we're more excited about our punting this week where our gunners were really able to get downfield. And, he's a good return guy. And we knew that going in. We'd have our hands full in the quickness that he has as a punt returner. So, and then the consistency with Matt. I think one of the things we all respect about him so much is each kick, it's the same, the approach, the way we go about it. And I think both offensively and defensively, we all have a lot of respect for him because of that approach that he takes. We're offensively and defensively, we're trying to do the same thing as well. Each play, each series, can we just treat it the same?
Locking downfield, when you guys have looked at that big picture view of the field, what would you say about either the receivers or anybody's holding a block for as long as you're supposed to?
On the
offensively, when your guys themselves locking downfield.
Yeah, we had one that was called for an illegal one downfield on an offensive lineman in this week's game. And so it's one that we'll wait to hear the feedback from. Was he engaged? You can be engaged and be downfield. You just can't be, obviously downfield as a lineman beforehand. So it's a big topic right now going around the league in terms of, the OPI as it comes up and blocking downfield, especially with all the quick game that's going around the league. So I think it's a tough call for, as you're going through. There's so many things that are happening. It's a run play, and then a screen happens off it. So it's one I know that the league's taking a big look at.
All right, guys.
Well, just one last question.
Sure.
Julio Jones.
Yeah.
We're seeing a guy. This guy's in his prime. I mean, it really is remarkable.
I think – in my experience, just from getting a chance to be around him every day, it's the competitor that sets him apart. I mean, it's physical skill too, but there's that, and then the added part of the competitor. Like this rare world class talent, where the other half of it is this rare world class competitor. And I think you're putting both those two things together, and it makes a pretty unique guy.
Thank you.